Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Pretty Bird Center. We back, baby. Oh, don't act surprised. You know what it is. Who the hell left the gate open there? We back.
Hey, you've reached Tweety Bird Central. Sorry we're not here to take your call. Leave us a message and we'll get back to you. Peace, baby.
Hey, Tweety B, it's me. Sorry I missed your call. I was locked up. See, me and Buford, we got into a little tussle at the strip club. You know, we was doing a little drinking. And you know how you look at a woman's ass and you always think, that ass is tight enough to bounce a quarter off of. Well, the more I was drinking, the more I thought, well, hell, let me find out. Ass was jiggling, titties was wiggling. So I took that quarter out. I mean, I missed the first couple of times. But finally, when that quarter bounced off her ass, boy, let me tell you, the tightness of her ass caused that quarter to bounce right on over there, and some young thug fella got hit right in his forehead. Well, you know, that set off some problems right there. You know, I may live in a trailer park, but I ain't no punk. So, you know, when he put his hands on me, the scuffle started. Me and Buford, we held our own. You know, we fought back best as we could. You know, asses was jiggling, fists was slanging, titties was wiggling, cats was in there hollering out gangs, and knives and bottles were thrown. Police were called in, and hell, it all went black. When I say it all went black, I mean like 13, 14 black guys surrounding me, had me on the ground kicking and shocking and screaming, and Buford bitch ass ran right out and left me. But when I woke up in the county jail this morning, you know, I bailed on out, had to go get my lawnmower out to impound, and by that time, you know, I'd missed your call. You know, I always wait on your call. So I decided I'd call in and let you know that, you know, hey, I'll be available for your call another time, you know.
And look, I'm going to be totally honest with you right now. You can't even get this in nobody's store. They've been trying to clone this for years. And I got some, so rub it all over your arms, legs, head, legs. Matter of fact, all over your body because you need it. It's total blackness. We come in different shades and yeah, we talk with different accents. This my culture, man, and we set trends with our fashion. From the natural hair or the waves, dreaded up for rockin' braids, short hair with the fade, total blackness. I ain't gonna give y'all no more, man, hey. But y'all can tune in for the rest. Saturday 3 to 5, whole squad, what's happening? Tweety B. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness.
Make your music career.
Each one,
one you want, so get it. Leave some instead of gunning with a gun. Make some leave some. Got him on the block, it's the street he gotta leave from. Hopeless, no guess, no where you be. He one of the best out the west, out the south. Like why you running what you see, some of her what it's about. They say that it's the drought, got it too hot to spit. I was born in the storm, unlimited sip from the glass in the oak. My circle full of purple went to loud from the throat. You too loud in the crowd, only buy it cause they know. The media control every word that they heard and the way she strike a pose. She used to be so good, now she turning up her nose. Her brothers working hard, dodging felonies and hoes. These are ill as jail, cause I gotta get more. The bills up in here is $100 more. That's why we get it selling dope. Pulling licks on these tricks when they walk through the dope. Abracadabra with that magic 44. Puffing like a dragon when the hammer let go. But the spring digging things blue sky, no snow. Alabama gave me grandma, and Georgia gave me more. Man, I'm so Alabama. I love you, let it go. When you do it, take it slow. A lot of love to give. Mama Dolly told me so. Had his songs from there, and my granny was golden. With my heart in my hand, and my son, we rolling. His daddy got his back till I die, you know this. I'ma play my hand, no push, no fold. Teach one, God son, he one. Don't you wanna be something? This is where it be, son. This for you now, he son. Selfishness is refund. Refund the hate for some love at the gate. Each one, teach one, God son, he one. Don't you wanna be something? This is where it be, son. This for you now, he son. Selfishness is refund. Refund the hate for some love at the gate. Each one, teach one, God son, he one. Don't you wanna be something? This is where it be, son. But you got me, son. Selfishness is refund. Refund the hate for some love at the gate. Each one, teach one. God, son, he one. Don't you wanna be something? Selfishness is refund. Just don't wanna be son. Selfishness is refund. Refund the hate for some love at the gate.
Less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilating. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hand job while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bending knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend. Rock him, came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Very apparent when he kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. My era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans. Making MCs nosebleed, and then I still his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't the dig 'em smack. You smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear. My shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over. So what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island. Yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-ass cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where the calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
Hold up, Black Biz. We are in the house on Tweety Bird Central. We have a great show planned for you guys this afternoon. And Brother Hess and Anthony Holloway are going to be joining us soon. We're going to get into some more of this Duck City music. You guys don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Alchemist,
in the cut,
Duck City music,
and we doing this one exclusively for the Duck City affiliates, man. All the movers and shakers out there that's getting it grinding, that take the time to fuck with Duck City,
we appreciate y'all, man. We want to take the time to salute y'all, man.
For you.
I gotta start off with my man Emilio Egbar, man, Harlem, New York, and this bitch. Non-stop radio. A huge supporter of Duck City from day one. Salute. Can't forget my steady ground record. Ground record. Keep lighting the whole SGR, man. We in here. You know what we about to do with this one. Also, can't forget my man DJ Kawan Jenkins at DJKawan.com. Log on, man. He playing that fire all the time. Dallas, Texas. Montreal, Canada in this bitch. TopChartHipHop.com. What up, James? Let's go.
West Virginia, that's the place that I rep. And I'm an old school fool, remember making cassettes. I'm done with words, blazing your set. Amazing effect, and I'm quick to sun a nerve when I'm raising the tech. I caught a buzz off some shit that I wrote. Nothing but fly quotes, twist up and wish on the weed. I call it high hopes, my dope can't be stepped on. Too nice, lyrically I'm blue ice, I can't be slept on. Walter White in the booth, bag it up, I'm awfully nice in the booth. You boys biting the booth, and you don't spit the truth in the booth. You fucking, you don't do you in the booth. Who do you in the booth? Who did that? I'm on the yard. On West the Virginia yard. To Montreal. You spit, I wanna brawl. Money talk, I'm on the call. Okay. Running any cipher that you see me in. I am DMC, and this is DCM.
Can't forget my man. Knowledge Busy Beats. The whole bar sing. Against the grain record. We see y'all. Salute. Cody Jett, Ron Hard Radio, Tweety B, Grown Folk Business, what up? I can't forget my man Lingo, Grimo Cypher, New England in this bitch. My man J.O. the Best, TGA, Trap God of Philly, North Carolina, let's go.
I can't forget the Jews, man.
Melody Waters, Minneapolis, Minnesota in this motherfucker. We appreciate your support. HipHopRevival.com. My man TRG been doing that for a minute, man. Salute, man. I see you got a few views.
Internet geek rapper. Okay. The man home, the fan zone where I keep rapping. But on the real, who told you that there's a future in it? You on the pills, I suppose you see the future in it. Don't let suspicious tweeting turn into a vicious beating. My punchline to have you spitting teeth and quick deleting. You ain't that nice, don't tell me how to use the beat. And I don't take rap advice from computer geeks. And when I spit on the drum, they say that he the one. And all you niggas be my sons, call me Peter Guns. Blaming your sets, leave your cranium wet. When I run up on you rappers like stadium steps. Don't know me yet, just know that he important. I'm in the cup, but you can call me Neosporin if the beat is scorching. Scoliosis flowing, crippling backs. Yo, I'm killing these beats, these other cats is tickling tracks. I tried to tell him, man.
Nick Davis and the whole Almeida music. Back to the roots, man, we appreciate all your support, man. Rapmonster.com, man. My man always on Twitter showing love, man. Appreciate you. Yo, I can't forget my international fam. You know what I mean?
sixth floor racks, you know. Facts Production, appreciate you. Your skills is up there, baby. Bismarck beat, man. You're having this shit sounding crispy, boy. You know? Apologies to anybody who might have forgot, man. And last but definitely not least, man, gotta log on to DuckCityMusic.com. Get your swag right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out Cookie Hand Jinky. Diagnosis. The whole Duck City music, man. This is what we fucking do. Cut.
All right, you guys, we are here in the house, Total Blackness, and we got Anton Park Senior in the house with us. How you doing tonight? Well, this afternoon.
I'm doing good. I hope everybody else doing well and blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still hanging out, waiting on our guests to get here. So if you want to give us some updates on some things that you got going on and some things that you're working on, that'd be great.
Definitely. Lucas County, we have a couple job listings. I'm going to state right quick, which one is Assets Toledo is hiring people to be door hangers, paying $15 an hour. Also, it doesn't matter what state you're in, you can email freedomblock.org, contact me on Facebook, Anton Park Sr., and they're paying $16 an hour to text bank and phone bank. I'm actually text banking as we speak right now, correlating with doing a radio show. That's some easy money. I'm not getting paid to do that because I am a director, but we are hiring people $16 an hour to phone and text bank. We also have classes coming up for the Tyro Reentry Program, Tyro Leadership Facilitator Course, and a few other things coming up that we'll be announcing over the next few weeks. But other than that, I'm doing well and blessed, and I hope everybody else is too. How you doing today, Tweety?
Well, I was doing great up until a few minutes ago. I actually had one of my friends to call into the show, and I go into the back of the show, and I'm listening, and I catch this conversation that I shouldn't have caught. And so, you know, that changes the mood just a little bit for today, but other than that, I'm in a great mood. God is blessing me always, and I'm happy to be alive, happy to be here, and pressing forward. And we want to continue to let you guys know how important it is to vote, even if you decide that you don't want to vote for the presidential. Please vote for your local people, because at the end of the day, as we learned, as some of us didn't know during this process of the pandemic and everything, exactly how everything is run. So we got a kind of a sneak peek at how the system works. And so a lot of us learned that didn't know that the president doesn't have as much power as one may think. It actually boils down to your local officials. And that is the election that you need to really be focused on voting in, you know, to make sure that whatever happens, whatever affects you, will affect you immediately and where you live. So you need to make sure that you have the correct people in those positions so that your views and everything is protected. Now, with that being said, Anton, what do you want to get to?
Well,
we got plenty of music over here too.
Definitely. First I had invited one of my closest friends on Facebook. We've never met in person, but he's a close friend of mine. He's very near and dear to many of my other friends, a guy named Anthony Holloway. I actually invited him because he represents a black demographic that somewhat gets disrespected and cannot have a voice or a clear plane on the Democratic or the nonpartisan side, and that is the black Republicans in our community. One thing about me, I'm nonpartisan, so I don't choose Democratic or Republican. I choose the policy and policymakers that's best for us. So I value conversations with black Republicans who can bring meat and potatoes to the table, and not just I'm voting for Trump because Trump is Trump, or I'm voting for Biden because they're Democrat or Republican. So it was to have a nice debate, a nice conversation, more of a conversation than a debate, because that's what they look for when we had these conversations, separatism, but more of a conversation and the sharing of information so the public can say, hey, I go with this view over that view. I go with this candidate over that candidate. Because you don't have to vote strictly Democratic across the board. So if, say if you have a judge that you want to vote for or a mayor, and there are good Democratic candidates who policies help and benefit your needs, maybe there's a Republican going for a city council seat that is for the community better than someone in the Democratic seat. And I think we need to learn to vote that way instead of saying vote all Dem across the board or vote all Republican across the board. That's part of the confusion that we're facing when we're facing the bad policy. So I invited bro. I also had invited Brother Hess. He is the creator of the POPS movement, and it's really organizing prisoners to make peaceful solutions to problems that usually lead to extra charges in jail, some of the issues we're facing on the street, which many people don't know that many of the leaders of organizations which dealing with our community are inside of prisons. And to balance the scales, we need to invite them to the conversation, to the polls, have seats at these Zoom calls and convenings and organizing, because they control the vast number of the black community. And that's in secret, but the way they move, the way they think is really what's controlling what's going on in the gangs, in the inner cities, and the people coming home from prison. So they didn't get to join, or they might be joining late, but we'll have a conversation and then play a little music. If they come, they come. If they can't make it, that's fine. We're looking forward to next week. We're having a great discussion with a few women about empowering women, grants, education, but also some of the traumas we go through in the black community dealing with rape, physical abuse, but where these women have come to despite of that abuse. So I know I was a little long-winded, but you know how I do.
Well, absolutely. No, absolutely. I want to ask you, like, what do you feel is the reason that black people, or black Americans, I should say, have a problem with black Republicans and their views? Because there is a great animosity there. And I just wonder, what are some of your thoughts on why there is so much animosity towards the black Republicans?
One reason is, like I said, and I continue to keep stating this, they spend billions of dollars to, one, tell us do not come to the polls, or that our vote doesn't count, or to vote a specific way that will knock us back a few years where we'll have to climb out of that hole later. Like, I can give you an example. With Bill Clinton, he was the first black president, if you will, because black people got fooled, tricked. They spent a lot of money to fool us and trick us, but he was the test dummy before we had Barack Obama. And what I mean by that is he was really there to usher in a prison complex, a prison industrial complex plan to lock millions of people up and create a firmer prison industrial complex commodity, which is black and brown people and poor white males, the Republican, black Republican voice tells you to go to work. It tells you don't accept subsidies. It tells you don't split up the black family. I don't disagree with any of that. But then along with that, the Republican Party now is ran by a lot of Klansmen, a lot of people who were taught the wrong way, who might have chose later to do the right thing, but they were taught the wrong way. So they have bad press. They have bad voting pass on the Dem and Republican side. And I think that is a way to keep us separate, is to spend a lot of money to say that a black Republican is a sellout or a coon, when really he is your brother or sister with a different point of view. And if we can all sit down and think and listen and add those point of views, that is where we begin to create candidates that serve all of our interests. But that's why people don't listen to black Republicans, because it is a ploy to keep the family separate. It is a ploy to keep us on welfare. I'm neither Democratic or Republican because neither one of them fully fulfills the black family's need, and I am a part of the black family. I hear a lot, well, black this and black that, and why are you in the black-led organizing collaborative? It's not only black people helping us, it's just led by us, when most collaboratives are not led by us. So since it's one led by us, doesn't mean only we work there, only we will serve the interests. It just means that we are led by us because we know what our needs are. So we are now breaking having one-on-ones, and that's why I offer Anthony a seat, and I offer a few other Republicans I trust the seat to sit and talk. Not to be abused, not to be disrespected, because we won't have that on this platform, but to give their view and opinion and add something. So when we're trying to create a candidate, we have all the great ingredients to do that. But we have to beware of the millions and billions of dollars that they spend to keep us misinformed, to keep us away from the polls and colleges and careers and owning business. So, yes, that is my opinion on why I think that many black people don't want to listen to black Republicans, even on a good debate or a good conversation back and forth on the trade of views.
Right, absolutely. Okay. I was just wondering about that, because it is, like, even online, you know, when you're reading things, you're posting, your friends and stuff like that, like, the black Republicans really catch it. And I feel like most of the black Republicans I see are, you know, pretty well off. They're doing pretty well in life. And so I can see where it could be.
Can probably teach us a thing or two, right? They can teach the people. But again, that's where we have to become a community, one whole community. No matter what the differences is, we were taught to separate it all the way down to blocks now. It used to be light skin, dark skin, good hair, bad hair. Then it was colors. Then they went from colors to we the same color, but you stay on the next block. So what is it now? What is it going to be next? it's just crazy. You got even numbers on this side of the street, and we the odd numbers on the side of the street. They come up with the stupidest stuff, and all they got to do is dump a little money and drugs with it, and we'll accept the hook, line, and sinker. That is one thing I don't use to gauge if I like a candidate, if they give stimuluses or not, how they act during pandemics, because none of us who are in politics or policies right now, we are not doctors. So when an epidemic comes, a politician can soothe you. He can tell you information that is passed to him, but all of them are dumb as Trump, unless they have a medical degree. We have to remember that. It's always going to be who you like or who you don't like, and that's the game of chess that they're playing. Keep you distracted. Your aldermen, your mayor, your city councilmen, your judges, your police chief, your sheriff, those are the people you should be watching, but they're playing sleight of hand. It's president. Let's put millions and millions of dollars into the presidential race when they barely have anything to do with you. And let me give you a prime example that the world can take a look at. When the pandemic hit, the president clearly stated that the Federal Reserve had a reserve of ventilators, and they were not giving them to the states. Now, we're taught that the federal government is a collection of the states, the United States of America, and they're represented by the people we send to D.C., and then the people who are consistently in D.C., they are checked by the three branches will check each other. That's no longer the process, and they told us when the ventilators was running low. He said our surplus, the federal surplus, which tells you now the federal government is a business. You always hear them refer to the United States of America as the U.S. now, capital U, capital S, which is a corporation. Yeah. It's not capital U, small s, I mean, excuse me, small N-I-T-E-D, capital S. No, it's no longer the United States of America. It's just the United States, the corporation. So with that being said, we are being tricked. We are being maneuvered to follow two parties, and you, that's your choice, because they're saying we have to vote for Biden or Trump now. That's the only choices. That's a lie. We could create a candidate today and all vote for them and go against the Electoral College with their process and win per the Supreme Court and Constitution. But we are being distracted by billion-dollar hitmen who dump drugs into community through the pharma, through Purdue and different pharma companies. They also run the money. That's why we don't have a financial branch. This is something I preach constantly in my classes. We have a judicial, legislative, and we have an executive branch. We do not have a financial branch of the United States of America. There is a reason. We are outsourced. And if you outsource the money and control, that is the control and power. So to keep them separate is the greatest power they possess. Misinformation, and once we get that under control, we got to be careful. We got to guard our leaders. We have to listen to the information. The main thing I wanted to start a radio show for was to bring all my GD brothers, the Bloods, the Crips, the Vatos, the Mob Guys, felons, everybody who was deemed no class or minority together to find out how we can change these policies so this really is the land where we can make it great for once and for all, where everybody has the right to love, liberty, the freedom of speech, the right to bear arms. Now, yes, certain people should be restricted, but that restriction should not be a lifelong ban, especially if you're rehabilitated. And we could talk about that on a different show, how I caught my felony. Certain people catch felonies or charges that restrict their life, which if you look at the case, they never might should have caught that felony or took that plea. But the court system is made to break you, take everything, or you can make a deal right quick to salvage whatever is left. I'm only speaking for the ones who are really not guilty or are in a bad statutory position because the state has made a law that goes against our Constitution of the United States of America.
Okay. All right, you guys, what we're going to do right here, we're going to pause for a second and we're going to get into some of this D21 freedom and a couple of other tracks. And we're going to come back and talk to you guys a little bit more. Hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
Jones. Freedom.
Some wait by the gate, some wait by the water. Crocodile tears send the kids to the slaughter. Gator bait just selling weight in the swamps of New Orleans. Ballin' to the field, come callin'. Take a second hold of it. Home was over your but the open third eye. Why would I love it? Open up the sky, cause it's zero from the size of it. Clarity to change what I can. What I can't, I'ma ride for. But why sell a lie for? What children we should die for? Women sleep to see, breathe, only thing you ride for. I am ride or die for. Keep me in my eye for. Shots of survival. Quran on the Bible. I am not a rival. I am just the image of God with no side holes. Send his people fuck over. But y'all my fault, the vision ain't nowhere involved. But I'm still broke down, brother. Who can you call? And that's real, though. What the greats really meant. Put it all together, the blueprint. For who you send, they touch the new sense. I'm locked in you, man. My
balls, I might order. Lost a real man, battle with two men. We heard there be no sleep, we get it in. Venom is purple, can't red clay, melanin. Sell it off for the dub, up, shit to get offended. Ride my little cuss on the nuts, say I did it. You really don't want it, red clay, nigga, cross me. Blood side shots, I'm riding the white dog. Have a half knife, they got to be on me. Got to be real, love me. I don't want it, that freedom, it's a bitch of my own. Do what you say, not to be on it.
I'm happy. Let me tell you why. Cause that's the only fucking shit that gets black people together. That's the only fucking thing that gets black people to fucking stand up to fucking together. You ever notice the cops just shot a nigga? They care about industry together, gangs coming together. But just last week, the same niggas that's coming together now was just bragging about how our city the murder capital.
Get away.
Before I knock you out.
Get away.
From the drugs.
deal, or either get killed. Officer says a gun, killing our young. Will it ever end? This how it all begins. Dirty politics, lead a poor in a ditch. You want a change in hope? Election time, make a change in vote.
Give me the money,
Baba. Everybody wants it.
Give me the money,
don't care who owns it.
Give me the money, Baba.
Everybody needs it.
Give me the money.
If you let money make you.
Before I go, young people, yes, you need to know. Jane Doe's dead. Because the love of money. John Doe is dead. Because the love of money. They both dead and gone. They both lying alone. In that quiet bedroom. They call the funeral home. They both dead and gone. 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 Need to make a change, because the love of money. We need to make a change, because the love of money. We need to make a change. We need to make a change. We need to make a change. Yeah, we need to make a change, because the love of money. Oh yeah. Make a change.
Would you let money make you?
Even in the big house.
Would you let money make you?
Even do it invite to the house.
Would you let money make you?
Even in the big house.
Would you let money make you?
Even do it invite to the house.
Would you let money make you?
Put a price on your boat.
Would you let money make you?
Take away your hope.
Would you let money make you?
It's all about money.
Would you let money make you?
Give me the money.
Would you let money make you?
It's all about money.
Would you let money make you?
Give me the money.
Would you let money make you?
City girl, no city country as can be, and that is why you out with me. I ain't a city girl, no city country as can be, and that is why you out with me. I ain't a city girl. Why he ride with me?
Okay.
I ain't no city girl.
No city
country as can be.
I'm country,
and that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Why he ride with me?
I'm country like Wayne. Big bills, no small change. Your perception of love, I change. Y'all got so much gain. I keep it simple and my tempo off limits to a lane. So don't ever think you're running shit. If it's game being ran, bitch, then it's on you. You a side eye chick in the presence of a queen, and your mouth just too big. Talking cash money shit, trying to pick me in the lick, and I'm already hit. It's so hard out here for pimpers, pimpers, bitch, can you dig it? Yeah, I said what I said, and I hope that you know it's a show, and I mean it.
He like that fire, in me, yeah. And I can't deny it, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Every day can be sunshine. Can have it your way every time. If the rain continues to fall every day, and the pain is the issue, grab a tissue, ride your way. Don't be afraid. Ride your way.
There ain't
nothing. Every day can be sunshine. Ride your way.
If the rain falls,
just ride your way.
There ain't nothing.
Every day. My name is Key Norwood. I live in Washington State. I'm here to talk to you about why it's important to vote. First, our ancestors sacrificed their blood, sweat, and tears to get us the right to vote. It's our responsibility to honor all that our ancestors have sacrificed for us. They want us to believe our votes don't count, but they do count, and that's why they do everything in their power to prevent us from voting. If you're seeking change, it has to start within yourself. You have a civic duty to vote for your household and your communities. It starts within our local government. It's important that we put people in office who are going to fight for us. If we want change within our systems, then we have to vote. In order to get that change, we have to research folks running for office to know who we are voting for representing us in the Black community. It's important to check their records and not go off of their campaign messages. Action speaks louder than words. Get out there and vote. Honor your ancestors. Continue the path that they were on to make a better life for the Black community. We have to take what's ours and stop sitting around complaining about how nothing's going to change, our votes don't count. We are the change, just like our ancestors were. Get out there and vote and make America great for the Black community.
Voting is important because you have the power to decide on the quality of life you want for yourself and future generations. Voting is your chance to stand up for issues that you care about. Elections are decided by the people who go out and vote. If you don't vote, someone else will make that decision for you. The power is in your vote. So go out and vote, people.
What I have to say about voting is that voting was a privilege that was reluctantly given to us by those that are higher up than us. They didn't want us to be part of no change. They wanted things to stay the same. So now, it's time for a change. Get out, vote. Black people, please vote. We need to make a change. Things need to be changing in this country because as a black man and black woman in this country, we are slowly being killed. So make a change. Vote. May not be the best candidate for us, but he's better than the last person that's in there now. So vote. Use your right. Show them that we want a change. Show them that we mean we need a change. Vote.
Ooh, this is like a nice one because, you know, it's like a gut wrench when you hear people saying, well, the president ain't did this, ain't did that for us, and all this. But then you ask them, did you go vote? Nah, I ain't out. You need to go vote. Because if you don't vote, you ain't got no voice at all. You ain't got no leg to stand on, so you just allowing anything to happen. They already showing us on commercials how many percentage of black people ain't even voted, and we still sitting around looking at these same numbers go higher. So you need to go vote and stop with the craziness. You know what I'm saying? We want change. We want a voice. We need to take action.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Ty Infamous. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's important to vote because your voice is important, man. You have to speak up for what you need and for what you want in life. So, yeah, it is important to vote. So use your right to vote and go do that 100.
At its core, voting is about distributing resources. Every day our tax dollars go into the government's pot, and then we rely on elected officials to determine where to spend that money. If we don't vote people into office who don't have our best interests and advocate for initiatives that support our daily livelihood, then we can't expect our tax dollars to be spent in our best interests. Being complacent is not an option. We can't afford not to vote. We must vote for issues that advance the well-being of our families and communities. We can't expect to win every vote, but if we don't vote, we can certainly expect to lose.
It's important to get out and vote, not only for president, but for representative in your state and also representative in your district. So let your voice be heard. Get on out there. A message from Sixth Dimension Jovan.
You heard everybody. Go vote.
I know that's right. Get on out there. All right, you
for
guys.
Sure.
We just got word that our guest is not going to be joining us today. So we're going to invite them to come back on another day on another show because we understand things happen and things come up. So we're going to leave you guys for now, and we will see you on next Saturday for Total Blackness. And thank you for joining us, and we will see you then. Bye, y'all.
Love. Peace.